Happy full moon. For many of us, the full moon of Aries, Taurus, and Gemini has held significance through much of our life. And I wonder if, like you, I wonder if, like me last night, you've been contemplating the changes, the variation on the theme of meditation that you've been doing through your life. I found myself contemplating that quite a bit last night before my evening meditation. The cycles of different kinds of meditation, and also reflecting on how this time of the year, of course, Ramadan, Passover, Easter, and Orthodox Easter also. And it's celebrated by the indigenous peoples of the world because of spring, or if you are in the southern hemisphere, because of the deepening into the autumn toward the winter. And just for you as well as myself, I'm sure that you've had many different cycles of types of meditation or foci of meditation. Group fields of meditation, the emphasis on it and why we would do it and why we would get up in the middle of the night or, do the various things that we all have done through our lifetime. But that is worth pondering if that hasn't spontaneously arisen for you. It is to just reflect on the cycles. The reason, the motive, the aspiration. And even right now, I found myself sitting in meditation with the world and all the people who are praying and meditating, and the variety of, or the variations on the theme of peace in the world that are held right now in this cycle, this lunar cycle especially. And all of it, comes down to softening and opening, doesn't it? I mean, if we were to put a phrase on it, right? Peace in the world. How's that going to happen? How does it happen inside us when we're agitated or frustrated or worried or overexcited? Well, soften and open will pretty much take care of all of those issues. And when there is bigotry or bias or animosity, if we soften and open empathy, I mean, the fact that we are or all, we all, are in this boat together. We need one another. We need to help one another. We need to care for one another. That sounds kind of like soften and open to me. How about you? And I've reflected many times since I actually was a child on the fact that you cannot pry open a blossom and expect a flower. It doesn't work. A blossom needs to soften and open in its own right, in its own way, in its own essence of being. And according to its essence of being. And then the beauty and the food and the pollination and the perfume and everything else will naturally occur. So let us add our meditation this morning to all those going around in the world. Meditations, prayers, practices, rituals, pageantry, including fasting and breaking the fast and special meals and gatherings of people. Let's add on meditation, because most, almost all of those already listed have the peace of the world, the well-being of the world, and the well-being of others through a variety of methods and mechanisms and ideas and ideologies. But at their core is peace in the world. We smile. And take a long, slow, deep breath and be as present as possible to this moment, this intention, this aspiration to join in the collective aspirations, prayers, meditations, and wishes of the majority of humanity right now. And as we each and as a group field enter very naturally into a peace, a tranquility, we also enter its luminous, spacious embrace and quality of embracing, completely inclusive. And this group field and all its members, this field resonates out and is at one with all the other fields being generated for peace, peace in the world, the well-being of the world. And so, with full heart and present mind, we meditate with all others who are meditating in this cycle. We take a long, slow, deep breath with the world. One of the primary themes through the various traditions of the world at this time of the year is no different than the crocuses arising out of the cold and still semi-frozen earth. It is liberation, resurrection, a fundamental change from the fixations like frozen earth, the fixations that we all hold individually, collectively, societally, culturally, traditionally, and to arise freshly, newly, again as if resurrected. Liberated from the bondage of our habits of consciousness. Let my people go. To meditate on these macrocosmic themes, universal in their importance. Is very important and worthwhile because then they stir in us the resolve to be part of the change ongoingly throughout our day, in our circumstances, in our relationships, in how we think and view ourselves. One another in the world. So may these things permeate our day such that we are agents of luminous liberation. Let light prevail in the world. Oh. Love you all. Great day.